whether it's their well-being as well as their success. But the self-esteem movement mostly says praise people, praise children all the time. And again, that's important. But it's also important to know how to praise. How many people are familiar with the work of the Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck? Well, you're going to be familiar with it in a few weeks. Idealists, many idealists with good intentions are not. And they continue to support or to practice self-esteem as indiscriminate praise, ultimately hurting more than helping. How many psychologists, how many interventionists with good intentions are familiar with the work of Albert Bandura on self-efficacy and how you cultivate that? Not enough. And very often more harm than good is created. How many psychologists are familiar with this new emerging field of the mind and body? How many know about the studies that show, for example, that yoga practice diminishes significantly, more than any other intervention that they tried, the likelihood of second-time offenders when they practice it in jail? After they are released, they are much less likely to return to jail.